Dreamscape presents The Chosen Prince by Diane Stanley. Narrated by Robertson Dean. Be not afeard. The isle is full of noises, sounds, and sweet airs that give delight and hurt not. Sometimes a thousand twangling instruments will hum about mine ears, and sometime voices that, if I then had waked after long sleep, will make me sleep again. And then in dreaming the clouds methought would open and show riches ready to drop upon me, that when I waked I cried to dream again. William Shakespeare, The Tempest. The Procession. The newborn Prince Alexis is asleep in his father's arms. The king does not hold his son tenderly. He isn't a tender man, but he's all the little prince will ever have in the way of parents. Alexis will have to make do. Strictly speaking, he also has a mother. But having brought him safely into the world, the queen can do no more for him. She is helpless even to care for herself, prone as she is to irrational fears and fits of depression. And though she will live another 8 years and bear another son before dying of childbed fever, she'll spend her days in solitude, tended by nursemaids and visited only by the king. Alexis won't remember her at all. Considering what lies ahead for him, that's probably just as well. Kindness and affection.